Good evening, class.
Good evening.
We're up to session number 3 in our 5-week crash course learning Hebrew. Before we dive right into our new packet, which we should have in front of us starting with lesson 24, the lesson about the hooks. There's a bunch of hooks on left, which will be lesson 24, which will be a new letter, which we'll introduce ourselves to momentarily. But as you all know, you had plenty of homework, and I do not want to hear any excuses like your dog ate it or anything. So I'm anticipating very much that you did study, and at this time, I take out my handy-dandy flashcards. Okay, class, this is a very interactive class, so please, when I pull out a card, if you can please just shout it out. The sound.
Ah.
Ah, very good. That was the very first sound that we made. That was the tongue depressor. And here's a little P.
E.
E. Okay, very good, class. Shout them out. V, right? This vacant of the ball. This looks like a mountain. Very good. Excellent.
But.
Very good. I'm not even giving any more clues anymore. You guys just can rub. Very good. Excellent. And there's a holiday coming up. Hanukkah. Exactly. Very good. Ooh. Ooh. Like in spoon. I don't know. That's what happens, you get hit in the stomach. Ooh!
Is there a difference in
those two words? What was that?
Is there a difference in those
Let's go. Let's go back to that.
Does it seem to prolong the first one?
One hurts more. That's the major difference, probably. No, they're actually, they both make ooh. They both make the same sound. No? So why, if in fact, are they the exact same sound? Are they two different? I don't know. I didn't make this up. It's the same sound. Ooh. Ooh. Class?
Ah.
Ah. Very good. Excellent. And we have a floating dot over here, which is the sound.
Oh.
Oh, very good. Ha. That's half. See, half. And this one I do not like, but if you remember why the dot's on the right.
Shh.
Right. How do you remember that one? She is always right. Baloney. The next one. Ma.
What is that
one? Ma. That's actually a final letter. This is just the same sound as this. But this is at the end of a word, okay? Now this in Ashkenazi, which we're not pronouncing in this class, we're saying it the way that it's being pronunciated by Sephardim, which is ta, okay? And if a brick lands on your head, you say, oh! Trust me, doesn't feel good. Eh, like, what does it look like? Nest, right? Eggs, nest. And there's a tear on this one.
Tuck.
Excellent, very good. And this is a very long letter. Love, right? Remember, I told you how to remember this? Does anyone remember that my embarrassing day in nursery? The letter L. That's how you know that which hand's your right hand, your left hand. That's an L. So it's the same thing, because if you go like this, it's not an L. So.
Look. It looks like Aladdin's lamp.
Yeah.
The whole letter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Aladdin's lamp. Okay. That's good. That's a good way to remember it. And over here, this letter is a little more difficult. Class?
Guh.
Guh. Very good. Excellent. This is the hardest one, but if you remember the dice, remember
that's
the dice?
Snake,
so what's the sound?
A.
As in snake eyes. Very good. I have to call them up for that one. And this is the same sound, just with a hook at the end. A is also an A. Okay? This one has a little P with a hook, which is E.
E.
This one, there's a dent on the side over here, so it's the sound duh. Very good. This is the same as the other one, with or without the dot. We make the same sound, namely
tuh.
Okay, scream this one out, please. It's a silent vowel. Okay, class? Still silent. Oh my goodness. Okay, my very favorite letter in all of the alphabet, of course, we all remember, is S, because it's not a sin to be a lefty, and the dot is on the left side. And I and other members of this class are lefties. And last but not least, for those who have not been screaming it out, please do so at this time. I had to wait. I had to save that one for last. Okay. All right, class, let's begin with Lesson 24. Lesson 24 is a new letter. We've been calling it a hook. Of course, it's not really a hook. It's an actual letter. But sometimes this letter makes a sound onto its own. And as you can see on the top of page, do we have page numbers? This one's cut off. Page 30 for Lesson 24. This little hook makes the sound y, as in yes, okay? Y, as in yes, all right? The smallest letter in alphabet is this letter, which makes the sound y. Now, we're going to end up seeing that this is a very, very fascinating letter, because sometimes, as we'll get to in a moment, with another letter that looks just like this, together, two yuz together ends up becoming God's name. But we're going to get to that a little later on today, I believe in the next page. Okay, class, without further ado, let us begin with line one. Ya, ya,
yeah,
yay, ye, yo. Yo, you, you. Because the bottom is a silent vowel. Excellent. Okay, class, let's continue with line two. Yo, mar, ye, l, ed, yo, shave. Yeru sha la yim. Let's see that together, starting from that the little hook, the yuh. Yeru sha la yim. What does that sound like? Which city in Israel?
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem in Hebrew is Yerushalayim. And the first letter in Yerushalayim is this yuh. Continuing class on line two. Yehudaha-ya. Excellent, very good. Let's continue class on line four. Shomer Yisrael. Excellent. Very good. And the last word, again, is Yisrael, which Israel, or Yisrael. Okay. Let's continue class with line 10. Shomer Yisrael. And we have the English, the guardian of Israel. Let's continue down to line 16, class. Sim shalom al Yisrael. And as I mentioned before, the first two words of this line, namely Sim shalom, or Grand Peace, is also the name of a very famous prayer book, a Siddur, which is used in many, many synagogues throughout the conservative movement. It's called the Sim Shalom Siddur.
It's a beautiful
Oh, yes, it is, right. At the end of the repetition of the Amidah, right. It is a nice song. So that's how you say Sim Shalom. Excellent. Okay, class, let's continue on the next page without further ado. Page 31. Now, I know last week someone actually asked this question because this is one of the more confusing, if I can should say it that way and make it a little bit more people nervous. This is probably one of the most difficult letters in all the alphabet. And in a few moments I'll explain why it's so confusing. Now, if we look on this page, you see that this line, this relatively straight line, makes the sound V. Okay? Now the problem with that, as I'm about to pull out my cards, is because we've seen that before. We've seen this sign before. But we've seen it with a dot in the middle, which makes the sound oo. And we've also seen this with the same line, but with a dot on the top. And I'm trying my very best to find it. And this time it makes the sound oh. So it's interesting. We have three different cards over here, which look very, very similar, but they make all different sounds. So this is without any dot on the top or in the middle, in which we're going to be now exposing, learning on the top of page 31, this makes the sound V, okay? Because it's very straight, V, very straight. And this with a dot in the middle makes the sound OO. And this with a dot on the top makes the sound class oh, very good. So, again, you have to really focus on whether there's a dot, and that changes dramatically the sound that one is going to make out of this particular letter. Okay? And this page is going to try to trick us, but we won't let them. Let's continue class on line one. Okay? Again, this straight line is very straight lines. Very, very, very straight, always makes the sound V unless there's a dot on the top of it or in the middle, and that changes the sound. Okay, class, it's going to be pretty easy until we get to the third to last and second to last one. So let's try it together. Okay. V, va, va, ve, ve, V, V, O, Vo, Va. Now, why was the second and last one Vo? There's the two exact same letters. It's because the first one is without any dots, so it makes the sound class V, right? And the second one with a dot on the top is the sound O. We're on lesson 25. It's a double-sided page. So, I'm just trying not to kill too many trees tonight. I'm big into Earth Day. Earth Year. Exactly. So, therefore, the second to last one is Vo. Alright, very good, class. Let's continue on line two. Lay V V Hu Da Va Ye He Va Yo Mer V Hu V He Va Ed. Very good. Let's continue with line four. V Da Vid. David, right. David. That's how you say David in Hebrew. David. Next line, next word. Va Yo Sha Va Yish Ma Shav Shema, because the last letter is silent. Shav, because the last letter is silent. V-ha-ya. Okay, a lot of things to remember here. Let's try line 5. Very important word. It's the very first word in the Bible. Bereshit. Bereshit, right? In the beginning, the book of Genesis, Bereshit. Very good. Now, the next few parts, next few lines, are actually going to be various excerpts taken from Bereshit, from the portion of Bereshit. So let's try learning a little bit about this on line 6. Va-yo-mer Elohim Yehi Or. Or means light. And so that's what God said, let there be light. Line 7. Va-yehi. What's that word? Or. Light. And it was light. God said, let there be light, and it was light. Okay, let's continue with line 8, class. Va-yivra Elohim et ha-adam. Excellent. Line 9. Va-yishbot ba-yom ha-shvi'i. Very good. Shvi'i, which is the last word, shvi'i means 7, right? Sometimes if we go to synagogue, you'll hear on the Torah reading, they give different, they'll call up the third person, the fourth person. When they get to number 7, they say the person's name, and they say shvi'i, which is the 7th individual getting called to the Torah. Okay, class, now this is a tongue twister, right? There's tongue twisters in English, like the she-shells, sea-shells, whatever, you know what I mean. And sometimes in Hebrew too. So let's try line 10. Okay, class. V'hu ha-ya v'hu ho-ve v'hu yihye. Very good. Okay, let us move right along, class. Let's move on to page 32. On finally, we get to another final letter. We're now going to be learning the second final letter. As I promised you last week, we would be seeing some final letters today. The only one that we've really been exposed to is the final ma, which obviously you can see is a very, very common sound, having that last, that final ma at the end. Now we're going to have this one, which is nice and neat, which makes the sound na, which we had before. We contrasted it with the one which had a gap. This one has no gap. It's nice and neat. Nice and neat, which makes the sound na. And you'll see that the letter underneath over here also makes the exact same sound as this one, and it makes the sound na. So what's the difference between this letter and that one? The answer is, this is a final na. Just like this letter and this letter are also make the exact same sounds, but this is the final ma, it's a final letter. So too, you'll see over here is another place where it's a final letter, which you also have in front of you. So again, class, whether it is this nice and neat letter, or it's the one which is nice and straight down, either way, it makes the sound, class, na. Na as in noon, as it says in our packets. Okay, with that said, class, let's continue on line 1. Okay, na, na, ne, ne, ni, ni, no, no, Jerusalem. Very good. Line 3. Me natan et ha Torah. Excellent. Now that is a question. Well, there's a question mark, but we've already have seen numerous times that the word me means who? Me natan. Natan, as you see on the bottom, it gives us a little bit of an English. Who gave et ha-Torah? Mi natan et ha-Torah. Who gave the Torah? So let's continue line 4, and this is something which a very good question that maybe a teacher would ask, and that's what we're going to see now in line 4. Okay, class. Ha-mo-re-sha-al mi natan et ha Torah leave nay Yisrael. So a more or a mora, whether it's a male or a female, as we know, is a teacher. Hamore, which means it's a man. Hamoren Shoal, he asked his students a question. And what do you think that question was? Me, who, Natan. What is this? What does Natan mean? Who gave et HaTorah? Who gave the Torah? Libnei Yisrael, to the children. See on the bottom? To the children of Israel. Hamoresh Shoal, mi Natan et HaTorah, Libnei Yisrael. That was the question that the Moreh asked. So, let's see another question that the teacher asks. Okay, class, line 6. Ha mo re sha al mi na tan et ha to ra le mo she. To Moshe, to Moses. Who gave the Torah to Moshe?
But the M has no symbol under.
Correct. So it's just the M. No vowel underneath. So you just make the sound and then you move on to the next letter immediately to the left of it. Okay, very good. So the teacher asks some very difficult questions. Let's see if anyone has any idea who the... If anyone could answer it. Oh, yeah. Someone was a good boy in the class by the name of Shimon. Line 7, class. Shimon. Ana. Elohim. Natan. Et. Ha. To. So there was a boy by the name of Simeon, or Shimon, and he answered, who gave the Torah? Elohim. Elohim is one of the names for God.
So
Elohim.
Getting back to that M, and M.
Yes.
You pronounce it Mo, I thought it was M.
M.
So it's L-M-O-S-H-E. Last word.
Yeah. Well, the truth is there should be, his name is Moshe. But since this letter, the one which is the one on the right, the Shah, right? There's a dot on the right. And therefore, the right way of reading it, you would have to actually have another dot on the left of the Ma, on the top left. But the problem is there's already a dot on the right for the next letter. So because of that, sometimes they cannot be both there.
Okay.
So you're right. So that makes it a little bit more confusing. But when you see someone often, such as the name of Moshe, we know that's the right way of pronouncing it. And therefore, that's how we do so. Okay. All right, class. Let's try line 8. All right? And don't say that it's enough. You've had enough. I don't want to hear anyone say I've had enough. Let's try class line 8. Da ye nu. Okay. Line 9. E lu na tan na tan la nu. Line 10. Na tan la nu et ha Torah. Line 11. Et ha Torah na tan la nu da ye nu. Line 12 class. Die, die, yay, nu, die, die, yay, nu, die, die, yay, nu. Line 13 class. Die, yay, nu, die, yay, nu. Da, yay, nu. Is that a song? Oh! So now when I said you haven't had enough, now you understand why I said that. Oh, so in that case, we might as well go back to line 9 and looking at the words from line 9 to line 13. Maybe we can actually sing this song. After all, Pesach is right around the corner. Three corners. Okay, class, line 9. Iluna tana tan la nu. Line 10. Na tan la nu et ha Torah. Line 11. Et ha Torah not han la nu da ye nu. Everybody! Line 12. Da da ye nu. Da da ye nu. Da da ye nu. Da ye nu. Da ye nu. Da ye nu. Okay, that's the song. All right. All right. What is that? Oh, first we got some bitter herbs. All right. Okay. Now before we continue with line 27, lesson 27, which is page 33, we are going to go back to our cards. Why? Because I love torturing you to death. Okay. I'm going to begin with my favorite letter. Very good. Excellent. Class? Silent letter. Correct. And how about this one we just had? No. No. Very good. That's the final. It could also be said? No. No. Very good. And this is the very first sound, class. Ah. Very good. E. Va. Ma. Excellent. Very good. Ba. Ra. Ha. Right? Hanukkah. I don't want to hear any of this Hanukkah business around here. Ooh. Ah. Oh. Ah, very good. Excellent. And this is one I don't like so much, but sure. Yep, you know why. I won't say the word baloney, but... ma, very good. That's the final letter. Ta, according to Sephardim. See those? What does that remind us of? Eggs. Eh. Tough. Very good. This is my embarrassing letter.
Love.
Love. Very good.
Good.
Excellent. Very good. There's the snake eyes. A. Also the hook. We know what it really is now, but it's a. See that? It's still A. Even though you have this, if it would be by itself, it would make a different sound, as we now know. E. Silence. See the dent on the side of their glass? Duh. And shout it out! Okay. Alright, let's move on to page 33. Now you'll see, this is a very interesting lesson, because this lesson is not so much reading, it is reading, but you'll see that sometimes the way, just like you gave the example about Moshe, there are some times that the way it's written is not necessarily the way that we're supposed to read it. And one of the most famous examples is when we get to God's name. So I mentioned that when it came to those hook, if you have two hooks written right next to one another, for example, in line one, okay? We're going to read the first word on line one, which we should all be able to do, and then we're going to stop before we read the second word. Okay, so the first word, class, is gadol. Now, that next word, literally, if you would want to read it incorrectly, is yah, right? But that is not how we pronounce that. You can see the way it's pronounced is all the way on the top of this page where it says in very large fonts next to the words the Lord is Adonai. See that? On the very, very top of the page, on page 33 where it says the Lord to the right of it, it's right where, next to where it says the Lord, it says Adonai. Adonai. Adonai is one of God's names. And when we get to a time where we find the two little letters written next to each other, instead of reading it exactly the way it's written, instead we say Adonai. So therefore, the correct reading of the first two words on line one, class, is Gadol Adonai. Now, it's very confusing, because you can look at it and say, that doesn't make any sense. If it was really Adonai, then why isn't it written the way it's written up top, right? But you'll notice that there are other times also where God's name is said differently than the way it's written. And if you would see, before we get to line one, which we read the first two words, if you can see also, it says there's a little hey and a slash next to it, a little line, which some say that means Hashem. It's just ha. That's all it means is ha. But some say that's short for Hashem, which is God. Sometimes when that letter is the hey and that little slash, the ha and the slash, some people also say Adonai. But very often, the reason why it's done that way is because the author does not actually want to write God's actual name. And that's the reason why sometimes it's written that way. The next one we just saw, where there's two yuds next to one another, is another time we do not read it literally, but we again say Adonai. Okay? Okay? Now, one of the things which I did not tell you the actual names of these letters, but for the sake of the following concept, it's worthwhile me telling this to you. This letter, this little hook, is actually a yud. That's the sound. That's what it is. It's a yud. If you hear it a little bit differently, it sounds very much like a yin. A yud and a yid. They sound very much the same. And we learn out from here a very important message that when it comes to Jews, Jewish people need to stop thinking that we're so different. And therefore, you do your thing, I do my thing, we can't see eye to eye. We need to be able to stand side by side. And if two Jews can stand side by side, then godliness can come forth into their life. And therefore, if you would accept that concept, you can then understand the reason why when there's two of these yuds or yids written next to each other, that's when we say the word Adonai, even though that's not really what the right way of reading it. But we have, when we have two yids, two Jews together, united, then Adonai, then that's God. Then we have godliness in that world, and that they bring godliness and spirituality to the world because they're able to have this connection. But if you look right again above over here, there's another four letters, which if we'd read it literally, which we're going to do right now, it would be Yehoiah, right? Which is not the way we read this word either, okay? Which there's actually, believe it or not, a group of people that are called Yahweh ben Yahweh. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. Ever heard of that expression? Yahweh is actually taken from this godly name, right? They literally read God's name, and that's what they call their religion or their group. Yahweh, the son of Yahweh. God, the son of God. We would not, nor I'm only saying those words now. Typically, you will not hear me saying God's name so freely, okay? Because it shows some levels of disrespect. If a person just freely uses God's name, it takes his name in vain. But certainly for this session, it's very worthwhile for me to explain it as such. So we do not read this the way it's written. Instead, again, we say Adonai. And then finally, sometimes God's name is written the way it actually we are always accustomed to saying it. Adonai. So you'll sometimes see all these different words, but they all are pronounced the exact same way. We still say God's name in the exact same way. These are just different forms of how his name is written. Okay. And just to get a little bit more mystical over here before we move on, because this is really a Hebrew class, not a mysticism class, the reason why we have to always recite his name differently than the way it's written is because we do not know God as much as we may think we can. God is above us. His intellect far surpasses any person, the greatest Talmudic scholar. And therefore, all of these different names represent different aspects of what God is. But we don't necessarily understand it all because of our limited capacity of knowledge. And therefore, we always acknowledge God as Adonai. Okay? So therefore, for the purposes of this class, we now will be more in tune that when we see God's name, it with two yuds next to each other, we know it's what class? Adonai. Alright, let's continue. Let's continue with line one. We began, let's say it again. Gadol Adonai Hu Lal Meod. Very good. Line two. Adonai Elohim Yisrael. Now, if you look in the English over here, the four words that we just said, Adonai Elohim Elohei Yisrael, the Lord is the God of Israel. So, Adonai, we already know, means Lord. That's how it's being translated here. But there are also other God names of God, such as Elohim and Elohei. The second and third word are also God's names. Okay. Class line four. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. first word that we just saw, which became very famous in a lot of rap songs, is what? Hallelujah! Right? Hallelujah. That's how you say hallelujah. In fact, one of the famous prayers of Thanksgiving, well, Thanksgiving's coming up, is Hallel. Right? We say Hallel, which is a special prayer that we say during certain times of the year. Hallel all comes from the word Hallelujah. Hallel, and Yah is God's name. Praise God. That's all it means. Hallelujah. That's what Hallelujah means. Okay. Okay, class, let's try line 6. Vayomer. What's that next word? Adonai El Moshe. There's your lacking dot over there. But you see again, that second word is another way to say God's name. Okay. Let's try line 9. Vayomer Elav Ani Adonai. Line 10. Again, the more you see it, the more familiar it will be. And you, when you get to it, eventually you'll be like, oh, thank goodness, because that was an easy word. Vayomer Adonai Ra'iti. Now, before we move on, the third word is a very difficult word, and we may have touched upon this concept, but it's certainly worthwhile reapproaching again. The third word that we read on line 10 was Ra'o. Now that last letter, we know, generally makes what sound, class? Ha. Huh. But when it's at the end of a word, it's silent. And you're going to say, that makes no sense. Why in a million years would, if you have a word, and the last word, which means the word which is furthest to the left, if it's a huh sound, how could it be silent? Where would we ever find such a crazy concept that the last letter, which is all the way to the left, that letter is silent, the one which normally makes huh? And the answer to that question, as every Jewish person knows, to a good question, you have to ask another question. And the question I ask you is, how do you say hotel in Spanish? And the answer is, class, hotel. Hotel. Right. But there's something very interesting about this. And they didn't teach me this. But I think, if maybe it's helpful, that if you think about the word hotel in Spanish, it's the first letter, which is really the letter all the way to the left, just like over here, the last letter all the way to the left, and it normally makes the sound huh in Spanish. The H is silent if it's the first letter all the way to the left. The first letter. Does that make sense? If not, forget what I just said. But I'm trying over here. Anyway, but if that last letter is the huh sound, then it's silent. So my point is that it is seen in other languages as well, that there are exceptions to these rules. And probably the most famous example is Moshe, right? Moshe. You don't really pronounce that last letter, okay? All right. Let's continue, class, with line 11. Ana Adonai Hoshi. Na. Line 12. Va Yosha. Ba Yom Ha Hu Et Yisrael. Very good. Line 13. O Re the And now the tongue twister once again on the very bottom of the box. First word class?
Adonai.
Hu. Ha. Ya. Hu. Ho. Ve. Hu. Yeah. Very good. Okay. Excellent, excellent. Move on to lesson 28, class. Okay? Okay. Let's move on to lesson 28. Going to line 9. Visham Ru Vinei Yisrael Et HaShabbat La'asot. Turn to the next line. Et HaShabbat L'dorotam. Line 11. Berit Olam. Line 12. Beni Uvein Bnei Yisrael. Line 13. Ot Hile Olam. Very good. That prayer is actually said on Friday night in synagogue. Okay, class. Let's move on to page 35. We're up to the next letter, which is somewhat circular, and it is a bit sliced on the side. And therefore, this makes the sound S. Now, this letter, which is sliced on the side, and is somewhat circular, this letter very often gets confused, and I shouldn't point this out, except for the fact that you realize this does not make the same sound as this little guy. This one, as we know, is the final M, right? This one makes the sound S. This is not a final letter. There is no final letter for this. This is somewhat circular, and this, you see, is more square. That's how they're trying to, so you can picture them, that they're not the same. This one is somewhat circular, it makes it sound so. This one's more square, it makes it sound muh. But that is one of the few letters that a lot of times people get confused because they look extremely similar, but you can see the slight differences between the two. Okay? Good evening! Where's your late note? Okay.
I'm just coming for the papers to review. I couldn't make it, sorry.
I thought you came for the soda. Here, have some piece of Sprite. Okay. Enjoy. That's okay. You actually came right on time because we're discussing a very important letter. A letter that is somewhat circular, in which it's very easy that can get confused with this guy, which is not the same, because that one is more square. This one is somewhat circular and sliced on the side. Okay, class, therefore, this letter makes the sound S. Now, line one will not be confusing, but as I pointed out, there are such subtle differences that line two is going to be a little bit more confusing. So you did come perfectly on time. You didn't just come for the papers. You came for this lesson, and it's going to be worth your while that you came. So we do appreciate your attendance. Let's continue class on page 35, line 1. Sa, sa, se, se, si, si, so, so, su. Sue, very good. Now, let's concentrate when we get to this next line, line 2. Sa, sa, ma, ta, sa, sa, ma, ma, Very good. So you can see how it's a little similar, and as we get more and more familiar, we'll get better and better. Let's try line 4, class. Seus, seusim, sod, sodot, sisu, mas, mi, sim, sav. And what was the first word that we read on line 4, class? Seus. That's the name of a very famous author. It's also the name of a animal. Specifically, does anyone know what a Seus is? A horse. A horse in Hebrew is a Seus. So when you read Dr. Seus, you think, oh, that guy is a horse. Okay, that was his real name anyway. All right, let's continue class with line 5. This is a very famous word which we're all familiar with. Siddur. A siddur, a prayer book, a sitter. That's how they call it. Oh, give me a sitter. That's not the right word, right? It's a sitter is someone that watches your kids when you go to the movies. A siddur is a prayer book. That's the correct way of reading it. Of course. So why do people call it a sitter? Because they're saying it wrong. I don't know. Siddur. It's easier to say sitter than siddur. That's the correct way of saying siddur. Okay, class, let's continue with line 7. Gam l'aba siddur gadol. Now, Abba is what? Is a father. A siddur is a siddur, and gadol is big, right? And if you didn't have a big sitter, then it would be a babysitter, we just talked about. Okay, so it's a siddur gadol. All right, let's continue to line 8. Gam le'ima siddur gadol. So not only does Abba, but also gam, also ima. Mother has a siddur gadol. Okay, very good. Let's jump down to line 13. Le'olam yehe adam yerei shamayim. Let's continue. Seter uvagaloi. Excellent. Okay, let's continue to the next page on page 36. Okay? The next letter that we're going to be seeing, which actually is the last letter that we're going to be seeing for today, we only have a few more letters that we'll be exposed to, which we're going to be mostly final letters, which we'll see next week. And you should be on page, it's the one which has the letter Z. Less than 30, yeah. Unfortunately, because I made it big, I made it gadol, I ended up cutting off all the numbers. Because I made it too gadol. I made it too gadol. What? Okay.
No, anyway. Then you can see the subtleties. And
right, absolutely, it's true. Talking about subtleties, this next letter which has a zigzag in it. You can see how it has a zigzag in it. You can imagine that it makes the sound Z. But you'll notice as our friends at National Jewish Outreach, they decided to put the Z next to the V. They put it next to one another to contrast them. And as you said, the subtle difference is because this one is very straight as opposed to this one which is zigzag. So that's the reason why they want you to try to remember that way, if that's a way that helps you, is because when you contrast it, you'll immediately see how very straight this is, as how this zigzags, and therefore makes the sound Z, okay? So this is the letter Z, if you will. It's not the real, it's really a Zion, but it's the letter that makes the sound Z, like the letter Z, okay? So with that said, class, let us continue with line one, with which we'll see the sound which makes Z. Okay, class, line one. Za, za, ze, 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 zo, zot, zoo. Excellent. Line two, class. Za, yeet, zaz, vav, o, zare, zera, ezra, mazon, zariz, vze. Excellent. Line three, we're going to just see the first two words. Mizuza, mizuza. What does that sound like? A mezuzah. A mezuzah. A mezuzah. And that's how you're supposed to read the word. Is mizuzah, right? A mezuzah, which is also zigzagged. It's slanted on your door. Okay. A mezuzah is slanted on your doorpost. Does anyone know the reason why it's slanted on your doorpost? Very interesting. It's interesting that it's actually brought down, this is just as a sidebar, that a mezuzah, there's one commentator that says it's supposed to be straight, like this. Another commentator says that it's supposed to be like this, horizontal. No one says it's supposed to be slanted, but all of them are slanted. And the reason why the commentators explain is that we want to compromise between the two. And what's the significance of that? Where do we put the mezuzah? We put it on the front door of our homes. And when a person walks into their house, it's necessary that you look at the mezuzah, which represents compromise. And therefore, when you walk in and maybe you hear one side and you have a different opinion, you have to know how to compromise. That's the significance of the slanted mezuzah. And because there is no source whatsoever that it should be that way. But that's the reason why it's done, is in order to show how sometimes we have to bend, just like the mezuzah. Okay, with that said, class, it was a little, whatever it was. Let's move on. Line five. Ha, mo, re, sha, al, mi, ze. Line six. Yo, si, ana, ze, mo, re. What's a more, class?
Teacher.
A more is a teacher. Excellent. Let's move on, class, to line 13. Ha, mo, re, sha, al, ma, zot. Last line, 14. Yo, si, ana, zot, me, zu, za. Very good. Excellent. As we now turn to our last page in our packet for tonight, we're now on page 37. This is actually taken from a very famous psalm. Yes. Psalm 130, if I recall. Okay, let's see some of it, class. Let's start off with line 4. Ezri Me'im Adonai, line 5. Adonai He'yei Ozer Li. Line 7, class. Azi V'zim Rat Ya line 9. Vayehi li lishua. Okay, let's go down to line 11. Okay, class, let me hear you. Adonai oz le'amo yitain. Okay, let's go down to line 14. Im ein bina ein da'at. Very good. Now, before we stop, I would like everyone to turn their packets back to lesson 26, which is page 32. And as you do so, I'm going to do one more time my handy-dandy flashcards, and then we're going to conclude by seeing lines 9 through 13 on page 32. Okay, class? Zuh, very good. Just shout it out when you see it. So, excellent. Very good. We just had that. I said just shout it out. Don't worry. Just shout it out. Or don't. Okay, the next one. Duh. Duh. Excellent. Very good. Silent letter. Correct. E. A. A. Very good. So, excellent. Very good. Eh. Very good. Final letter. M. Very good. Sh. Excellent. Excellent. O. Ah. Ooh. Holiday coming up. Like Hanukkah, right? Very good. And what does that doctor say to you? Excellent. Okay, class, let's conclude today's session on page 32 with line 9. Does everyone see it?
Yes.
Okay. Join with me. Ilunatana tanlanu natanlanu et ha Torah et ha Torah natanlanu da. 12. Dai da yenu, dai da yenu, dai da yenu, dai yenu, dai yenu, dai yenu, dai da yenu, dai da yenu, dai da yenu, dai yenu, dai yenu. I've had dai yenu. Let's stop here. Thank you very much, and please come again next week. In 2 more weeks, you'll be reading Hebrew.